When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight, and in the WGHN studio, I'm lucky. I have two people in here from Capstone, Lee Lohman and David Tenkate. How are you guys?
Great. Good morning.
Great. Thank you.
I'm so excited to talk about what Capstone is all about. I know that you put together the deal that has us in our suite right now. We're in our suite right now with Melissa Myers. What do you think of our digs? Are they not fabulous? I mean,
they are wonderful.
Aren't they nice? Yeah. It's so nice to be in this studio, and I absolutely love it. So thank you for that. What do you guys do for Capstone?
I handle all of the residential transactions that we do in our office.
Mm-hmm.
So anything residentially, home sales.
What are you seeing this time of year in the market?
It's a little bit slower right now.
Yeah.
I know the weather has impacted us significantly lately, but
I believe it. How can you show a house when you can't even get up the driveway, right? Yeah. Yeah.
It is important to shovel your snow. Yes.
I would imagine. So do you find you get a little bit busier in the spring and summer?
Yep. And the fall is actually a very good time.
Is it? Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So we usually, people are still buying and selling houses right now. So it's a good time to, they're more serious.
Sure.
The buyers that are out there right now are
more they
serious.
Really?
Yep.
What's the average age? I'm just curious. It's changing a lot, isn't it?
It is changing. I've had quite a few younger people lately.
That's encouraging.
Early 20s that are buying lately. So.
That's really encouraging to hear, Lee.
Yep.
Yeah.
So their parents who are clients of mine have
sure
their children now, so
isn't that something? So you're isn't that, and then before you know it, you'll be seeing their kids. I mean, that's the way that it works when you've had a company for a long time and you've built that trust. David, you do commercial real estate, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Just commercial real estate.
So what is it like? What's the market like right now?
It's been, this time of year is notoriously quiet for us.
Yeah.
From about Thanksgiving until the, you know, end of January, it's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's been no exception. I mean, we wrapped up a couple of deals right around the first of the year.
Okay.
For tax purposes, some people want to close right before the end of the year.
Yeah.
More often in real estate, people want to close right after the first of the year.
Okay.
Get that. They avoid a tax bump for a year if they close on January 1 or 2 instead of December 31st.
But, that makes sense.
But yeah, we had a very busy year. Probably, I would say, maybe my busiest year in 10 or 12 last year.
Wow. That's congrats. That's awesome.
It was awesome.
So when a business is looking for some property, how important is the view in Grand Haven? I mean, come on, look out our windows, you guys. Come on.
Probably really important in the residential world. A little less so for most commercial users.
Okay,
but office people definitely still like what you have.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if they can afford to get this kind of view, they'd take it all day.
Oh sure.
As opposed to just looking out at the traffic on Beacon Boulevard. Although there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. How many people do you guys have in your office?
A dozen or more.
Okay.
I think the last time I counted, it was about 14.
That's a pretty good size office. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if somebody called and they were looking to buy a house, Lee, how long would it be before you got back to them and were able to meet with them right away?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I usually pride myself that I answer my phone. So
there you go. That's good.
It's one of the things that's required of us in this industry is that.
You'd be surprised, though, how many places you call and you can't talk to a live person.
I completely understand.
Yeah.
That is one thing that it's important. And we get a lot of spam calls and stuff like that.
Oh, sure. Sure.
But it is important for us to answer our phone. So we usually. And then you ask the right questions about what their time frame is.
Mm-hmm.
And how quickly they're looking to move as to whether or not I meet with them same day or, you know, as something pops up on the market for them.
Right.
I'll add that that's one of the things that our team prides itself on is being responsive to people. We're a commodity, right?
Yeah.
The bar to entry in the real estate business is pretty low. Take a 40-hour class, take a test that most people could probably pass without the class. And you've got your license to sell real estate. And I always tell the people on our team, it's like the most important thing you can do is respond to the call. Take the call. If you can't take the call, respond to the message right away. Always respond to the email.
Mm-hmm.
We try to never let anything sit for 24 hours. That would be would be horrible to wait a day.
Well, and that speaks volumes to if you sold a house to somebody and now their kids are coming to you.
Yeah.
They trust you. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, you're building this legacy. How important is something like Grand Haven Main Street? They do so many events and bring people to town. How does that affect your business? How important is that?
I think the more people that are in town, the more people people that are exposed see our name, mm-hmm. see our signs, some of the developments that we've done downtown, the more interested they are. They pick up the phone and give us a call, or take a selfie with some of the signs that are downtown.
I've seen it. Isn't that funny? Hey, take it right in front of our business. Right. We'd love it if you would do that. Yep. What are your hours, you guys? What are your hours?
Residentially, we don't have hours.
You don't, do you? No, you don't.
No, we don't really have hours. So
okay.
We take it as it comes.
Take it as it comes. Yeah.
Almost everybody in the real estate business has their mobile number as their primary number.
Isn't that the truth? Yep.
Our office hours, we also do property management.
We do
some development.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of other things besides just helping people buy and sell
sure.
houses or commercial
Good
buildings.
Good to know.
Our normal office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
And so the office line gets answered then, and it will automatically forward you to the person's cell phone number if you call after hour. Not automatically. You have to pick who you want to talk to, of course. But you can get through to our cell phone numbers through that system. But that's one of the things we pride ourselves on, is being responsive and being able to talk to a human.
That's nice.
We
that
do
matters.
Not have an automated voicemail system except for after hours.
If it
you
matters.
Call during hours, you'll get a person, unless we're just taking so many calls.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's good to know. And you guys are at 18 North 5th Street, right?
The mm-hmm. old fire barn.
There we go. So nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet
and
you
I'm
too.
Glad that you could see our suite all done and how things are looking here. And we look forward to seeing you out and about for all the different things that are happening in town. We're one day closer to spring, so that's a good thing.
Yep, that is a great thing.
I'm so tired of shoveling snow. It's nice to meet you, and I appreciate you being here. Is there anything else you want to add?
I'll add one.
Please
one
do. Yeah.
For the DDA.
Yeah.
We've, like Lee said, we've done some developments, some condo conversion developments in a couple of properties downtown,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the DDA and certain board members were really supportive, came to meetings, sometimes a lot of them came to meetings to support. I want to, like, especially our initial couple, Franklin Row and Franklin Flats.
Oh, that's nice.
Townhomes that we did on
yeah.
Franklin, where there was, honestly, there was a little bit of, I don't know, I want to say resistance, but reluctance,
mm-hmm.
Some hurdles we had to clear,
mm-hmm.
and DDA board members came.
So you had that support.
Spoke in our support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saying, look, we want more people downtown,
mm-hmm.
and new homes,
mm-hmm.
new condos, good quality product downtown is important to us. Those people that are down there, we hear over and over again from people who come downtown, they experience downtown, want to live downtown.
Yeah.
And then when they do, they love downtown.
I love it. Well said.
Downtown is a great place to be, and whether you live there or you do business there, it's a great spot, and the DDA definitely supports that.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Been another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.